Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Jay Curtis. My guest today, Dr. Dorothy Schween, is the head of curriculum and instruction here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. First of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And we wanted to talk a little bit about the coverage. ULM got some national media coverage last week. American Public Media's Marketplace program, heard here on KEDM every weekday afternoon at 5:30, did a couple of profiles on the education department at ULM and some of the changes that have gone on in the curriculum. You were a part of that reporting process. Tell us a little bit about what went on when Amy Scott was here for Marketplace.
Well, it was very interesting because my first question for her was, how did you hear about us? Because she came down from Baltimore to interview a lot of our teachers, our students, and her response was that they were looking for stories on what's right about education. So we were real pleased to be part of that focus.
I was intrigued into how they tied in education to money, to financing, to you're looking at economic development and education as a factor in that. And that was part of what they tied into. But they were looking at the changes, specifically changes that have been made a couple of years ago in the ULM program.
There were changes made throughout the state as a part of a Board of Regents mandate that we redesign all of our teacher education programs. But the way it translated into our programs was that we did a lot more field experience built into every course that our teachers, our pre-service teachers, which is our term for a student in our education programs. They experience a lot more time out in the classrooms in schools rather than spending all of their time in our classrooms at the university.
And what does that do for those students?
It gives them a real honest-to-goodness look at the profession and what they're going to be dealing with. I think it increases their comfort level. The more you do something, the more comfortable you are. And our programs are set up such that the students go in for just observations initially, and then they go in and they teach a little mini lesson, and then they teach a unit, and then they teach several units. By the time they're student teaching, they've been in the classroom hundreds of hours prior to the hundreds of hours that they put in student teaching. So according to one of our principals who hires a lot of our graduates, she said, the thing I like about ULM graduates is that they're ready to teach on day one.
Contrast that to what the program looked like before this redesign started.
Well, obviously, I'm not going to say it was not a good program.
Of course not.
And of course, it was before my time. I actually was brought on board to be part of the implementation, the process of actually redesigning all of our teacher ed programs. And so the main change that was involved in it was we involved a lot of community people, not just educators, but business people and content area people who told us what they felt like our graduates needed to know when they came out of our programs. So we incorporated a lot of that into our objectives for every course so that by the time they move through the entire program, they have actually gotten those areas of knowledge and skills that they need to be effective teachers.
But that moving from a section and then a unit and then a chapter or moving through small pieces like that is different from maybe before when they were coming in as the last few semesters as a student teacher.
Mm-hmm,
that they're
right.
Having a lot more experience.
A great deal more what we called site-based or field experiences, and it's built into every teacher education course. Now, of course, our students actually take a lot of general education courses because they need a good liberal arts background to be effective teachers. But once they move into our education-specific courses, there are at least a minimum of 20 hours of what we call field experiences that are built into the course, every course, and it increases as they move through the program.
It's kind of exciting to see ULM get some good publicity for something that was really happening long before it was recommended. And I'm referring to, there was a Blue Ribbon panel on clinical preparation and partnerships for improved student learning from NCATE, the National Council for Accreditation of Teacher Education. This just came out last week and made a couple of headlines talking about how teacher training needed to be turned upside down.
I would say that the redesign process, if you'll notice, Louisiana is listed among those who have agreed to go along with their mandates and try to implement them. And partially, I'm sure that's because our redesign focused on a lot of what this panel is saying.
Well, let's talk about some of the recommendations that are in the report. An intense focus on developing teacher practice and P-12 student learning, making clinical practice the centerpiece for the curriculum. That's already what you've been talking about.
Absolutely, because our students don't go into the classroom, just don't get thrown into the classroom. We make sure that they have well-qualified mentor teachers in the classrooms with them.
Well, talk about that mentoring process and how
the teachers themselves, the classroom teachers, have to meet certain specifications, qualifications that set them apart from just an average teacher. They need to have qualifications to be able to supervise student teachers. But they interact with our students as well as the university supervisor. So for every course that a student takes, they're in a specified classroom with an excellent classroom teacher. And they're interacting with that teacher, getting guidance from that teacher, but they're also being observed. And I don't use the word critiqued in a negative manner, critique in terms of our responsibility toward our students in classrooms is a building process. We are building them to be better teachers. And so we make suggestions when we observe and give them ideas for strengthening areas that maybe they just weren't quite so comfortable with in the classroom.
But just having a closer mentoring relationship to be able to get that regular feedback has got to be hugely valuable to a new teacher.
That's one of the things that actually came out of the interview process, was that one of our students said that he just valued the kind of mentoring that he had gotten from his university supervisor, because that particular teacher was part of our alternative certification program. And they literally walk into the classroom without that gradual introduction that's part of our four-year program. So the mentoring it's pivotal.
Another one of the panel's recommendations would be looking at the staffing model, and they likened it to something patterned after medical preparation. Now, I never would have thought of that analogy, but how does that work into the curriculum redesign?
It's a very close parallel, because we actually do call some of our placements internships, because you don't want a doctor who's never been out in the hospital at practicing to be practicing on you, nor do we want to send students out to be teachers practicing on children. Children only get that 1 year of their life that's dedicated to that particular grade, and we can't afford to waste it. In terms of that analogy, we are sending them into the field for an internship that is closely monitored by university mentors and supervisors, as well as classroom teachers. And the school has a vested interest in this.
What are the other recommendations included, both higher education and the individual school districts playing a role in accountability for the new teachers who are coming into the field? How does that really play together?
Well, the accountability and responsibility that this panel is referring to, part of that has already been implemented in our programs right now, because they stress the idea of the classroom teacher being a part of the evaluative process for student teachers. And we already have that in place. That is a shared, and as they put in their succinct version of the results, they said it should be a shared responsibility between the classroom teacher and the university. Well, we already have that because we value the input from the classroom teacher very highly. And on their final evaluation, the classroom teacher evaluates using this exact same instrument that the university supervisor uses.
Dr. Dorothy Schween is the head of curriculum and instruction here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. We've been talking a little bit about some national coverage that ULM has gotten on American Public Media's Marketplace program and about the Blue Ribbon Panel on Clinical Preparation and Partnerships for Improved Student Learning, recommendations from the National Council of Accreditation of Teacher Education. Dr. Schween, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
As the ULM campus prepares to kick off the holiday season with the community, Dr. Matt James joins me now. He's the Associate Dean for the School of Visual and Performing Arts here at ULM. Welcome to the program, sir.
Well, it's good to be here, Jay.
A big event coming up on Tuesday night, really the Christmas tree lighting ceremony, but so much more than that. And you're here to tell us a little bit about what's going on in the program.
The official title is Christmas at ULM. We do all call it the tree lighting ceremony. The experience that people have as they approach the holidays, they look forward to this event. Each year it's a little different, but it does follow a familiar pattern. Santa will be arriving in the Ace Mobile. Ace will be there. Santa will be distributing treats and so on to the kids. Dr. Bruno will draw names from names of children, youngsters who are in the crowd, in the audience there on Scott Plaza. He'll draw a name, and that person will get to flip the grand switch to turn on the big tree. There's a lot of entertainment provided. We have the ULM chamber singers there, and they'll be performing some Christmas favorites. And also, there's a student brass quintet. We've called it the Round Table Brass Quintet under the direction of our Biedenhorn chair, Professor Alex Knoppe. And they're going to perform Christmas carols as well. There's going to be a dance by the ULM Hawk Line to the tune of All I Want for Christmas. Dr. Bruno will do his address before the tree lighting ceremony. Then there'll be a carol sing-along, which people will be invited to sing, and songs they certainly know, like Hark the Herald Angels Sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem, Angels We Have Heard on High. And then, of course, they'll all wrap it up with a couple of verses of Silent Night.
It's really just a great way for the community to help the university community all together to start celebrating the holidays.
Oh, absolutely. People look forward to this, and they look forward to the good feelings that it brings. 5 o'clock there on Scott Plaza, we'll hope that it's not too terribly cold. The weather should be pretty nice. But people come and they get in the mood for the season. This is one of the many events that helps them get in that frame of mind. The event is usually pretty well attended by ULM students, but it is also an outreach to the Monroe community, and there almost always are Monroe people there who come to enjoy the atmosphere.
Well, it really is. It is the university's celebration of Christmas because classes end just a few days after this happens. So as the decorations have been going up over the last even couple of weeks, it's a chance for the university celebration. This is the university celebration of the holidays.
It is. It is our official celebration of the holiday season.
I think people often remember the music the most from events like this, but it's not just visual and performing arts. There are really a lot of people it takes to put together a community event like this.
Oh, absolutely. The event itself is officially sponsored by the Student Government Association, and the officers of the SGA are prominent in the program. They speak and they do the invocation and so on. Something I didn't mention earlier, but I do want to mention it, is that silent night that we do traditionally every year is also accompanied by the candle lighting ceremony, which so many people look forward to. The event requires the assistance of so many different organizations on campus, and in particular, I want to thank the physical plant employees for what they do. They do an enormous amount of setup and preparation for the event, getting the risers there, getting the sound system, and so on, all the things that make it go smoothly. I also want to mention that there will be an appearance and a performance of a vocal solo by Jaden Leach, our Miss ULM.
Christmas at ULM starts at 5 o'clock on Tuesday night in Scott Plaza here on the ULM campus. Dr. Matt James is the Associate Dean for the School of Visual and Performing Arts here at ULM. Dr. James, thanks so much for being here.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure.
Also, tomorrow wraps up the regular season in ULM football as the Warhawks take on the Ragin' Cajuns of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 in Malone Stadium. Ticket information is available at 342-3ULM. Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu. Podcasts of the ULM Forum are available online at kedm.org in the listening room.